I told you.
Well, good evening, Trekkies and Trekkers around the globe. Happy Halloween. It's Halloween 2022, and we're going to celebrate tonight with a real classic. I've ripped for you guys the original 1966 Halloween classic. It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. But before we get to that, we're going to play some other great Halloween classics. Growing up in the 80s like I did, and perhaps you did, we watched a lot of MTV, and this first video that I want to play for you guys was so popular that it actually played in the movie theater. It's the longest music video, and it was also done by the guy that did The American Werewolf in London, John Landis himself. And yes, I'm talking about Michael Jackson's Thriller. Great video, and I have for you here the complete audio ripped right off of the MTV video. This is not just the song, but the entire music video. So sit back and enjoy, relax your trick-or-treating with Uncle Jim here tonight on Halloween night. Have some candy and enjoy.
Gas.
So, what are we gonna do now? I'm sorry I didn't believe you.
Can I ask you something?
What?
You know I like you, don't you?
Yes.
And I hope you like me the way I like you.
Yes.
I was wondering if you would be my girl.
Oh, Michael. It's beautiful.
Now, Mrs. Fisher. I have something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael.
I'm not like other guys.
Of course not. That's why I love you.
No, I mean I'm different.
What are you talking about? Are you all right?
Shut away!
Neighborhood, and whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down. Must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Thank you.
take you home.
Happy Halloween 2022, everybody. I'm flying solo, Uncle Jim, and I've got some more Halloween treats for you in store. The next song that I want to play for you guys before we get to the main event, which is The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. This was originally done for a little movie that came out in 1984 called Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. Now, this is the MTV version, so pay attention because you might hear some cameos from some rather famous 80s stars. So sit right back and enjoy this classic song, because what would Halloween be without Ghostbusters?
You're gonna come.
Did you recognize any of those classic 80 icons in that song? Like maybe John Candy or Chevy Chase, just to name a few. Anyways, we're not done. We've got more classic music to play for you guys. And of course, we're going to highlight it all with a great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. I've got another song I want to play for you guys, which is a classic Halloween song, a song you hear every Halloween. I've heard it every Halloween since I was growing up. And I'm going to play it for you guys right now. It really needs no introduction. You're going to know it right away. Sit back and enjoy The Monster.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
Caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard
then
smash.
You can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Yes, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash, good.
Monster mash.
All right, everybody, happy Halloween 2022. It's time for the main event. That's right. We have, it's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown for you guys right now. And I got to tell you, I remember watching this every Halloween as a kid. This was show on TV. That's right, on television, people. And everybody would run home and watch it. And then the next day in school, we'd all talk about the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, because when that played on TV, you knew that Halloween was right around the corner. It was a big, big event. Now, it's not shown on TV anymore. I hear it's only available on Apple TV right now because they have the rights to it or something like that. So for that reason, I ripped the audio off of my DVD, and I'm going to play that for you guys right now. So dig into that Halloween candy. sit back and enjoy is The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, in its entirety and uncut.
Thanks, old pal.
George!
Never jump into a pile of leaves with a wet sucker.
Say, Charlie Brown, I've got a football. How about practicing a few place kicks? I'll hold the ball, and you come running and kick it.
Oh, brother. I don't mind your dishonesty half as much as I mind your opinion of me. You must think I'm stupid.
Oh, come on, Charlie Brown.
No.
I'll hold it steady.
No.
Please?
You just want me to come running up to kick that ball so you can pull it away and see me land flat on my back and kill myself.
This time you can trust me. See, here's a signed document, testifying that I promise not to pull it away.
It is signed. It's a signed document. I guess if you have a signed document in your possession, you can't go wrong. This year, I'm really going to kick that football.
Peculiar thing about this document, it was never notarized.
Dear Great Pumpkin, I'm looking forward to your arrival on Halloween night. I hope you will bring me lots of presents.
Who are you writing to, Linus?
This is the time of year to write to the Great Pumpkin. On Halloween night, the Great Pumpkin rises out of his pumpkin patch and flies through the air with his bag of toys for all the children.
You must be crazy. When are you going to stop believing in something that isn't true?
When you stop believing in that fellow with the red suit and the white beard who goes ho, ho, ho.
We are obviously separated by denominational differences.
You must get discouraged because more people believe in Santa Claus than in you. Well, let's face it, Santa Claus has had more publicity. But being number two, perhaps you try harder. Not again! Writing a letter to a stupid pumpkin? You make me the laughing stock of the neighborhood. All they talk about is my little brother, who always writes to the great pumpkin. You better cut it out right now or I'll pound you.
There are three things I have learned never to discuss with people: religion, politics, and the great pumpkin.
You're wasting your time. The great pumpkin is a fake.
Everyone tells me you are a fake, but I believe in you. P.S. If you really are a fake, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
What are you doing, Linus?
I'd rather not say. You might laugh.
Oh, I never laugh at you, Linus. You're so intelligent.
I'm writing to the great pumpkin.
You say the cutest things.
On Halloween night, the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch and flies through the air to bring toys to all the good little children everywhere. Wouldn't you like to sit with me in the pumpkin patch on Halloween night and wait for the great pumpkin?
Oh, I'd love to, Linus.
What's going on here? What are you trying to do to my little sister?
And how do you think you're going to mail that letter? You can't possibly reach the mailbox. And I'm not going to help you.
Hey! I got an invitation to a Halloween party.
Is the invitation to Violet's party, Charlie Brown?
Yes, it's the first time I've ever been invited to a party.
Charlie Brown, if you got an invitation, it was a mistake. There were two lists, Charlie Brown. One to invite and one not to invite. You must have been put on the wrong list. Should always choose a costume which is in direct contrast to her own personality.
Is Linus taking me to the party?
That stupid blockhead of a brother of mine is out in the pumpkin patch making his yearly fool of himself.
Boy, is he strange.
But maybe there is a great pumpkin.
Every year, Linus misses tricks or treats, and then the Halloween party.
He'll never learn.
Do I get to go trick-or-treating this year, Big Brother?
Sure, Sally.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. How do we do it? All you have to do is walk up to a house, ring the doorbell, and say tricks or treats.
Are you sure it's legal?
Of course it's legal.
I won't want to be accused of taking part in a rumble.
Oh, good grief.
Is that you, Patty?
No.
Where is Charlie Brown? Here I am. I had a little trouble with the scissors.
They'll never guess it's me under here. Hello, Pigpen. Glad you could make it.
How did you know it was me?
What in the world kind of costume is that?
He's a World War I flying ace.
Now I've heard everything. All right, everybody, we'll go trick-or-treating, and then over to Violet's for the big Halloween party. Yeah! to sing pumpkin carols?
You blockhead, you're going to miss all the fun just like last year.
Don't talk like that. The Great Pumpkin knows which kids have been good and which kids have been bad. You'll be sorry.
Oh, good grief.
He'll come here because I have the most sincere pumpkin patch and he respects sincerity.
Do you really think he'll come?
Tonight the Great Pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch. He flies through the air and brings toys to all the children of the world.
That's a good story.
You don't believe the story of the Great Pumpkin? I thought little girls always believed everything that was told to them. I thought little girls were innocent and trusting.
Welcome to the 20th century.
All right, once and for all, are you coming or are you staying? We can't waste all night.
Came back, Sally. We'll just sit here in this pumpkin patch, and you'll see the Great Pumpkin with your own eyes.
If you try to hold my hand, I'll slug you.
Each year, the Great Pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch that he thinks is the most sincere. He's got to pick this one. He's got to. I don't see how a pumpkin patch can be more sincere than this one. You can look all around and there's not a sign of hypocrisy. Nothing but sincerity as far as the eye can see.
Can I have an extra piece of candy for my stupid brother? He couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch, waiting for the Great Pumpkin. It's so embarrassing to have to ask for something extra for that blockhead Linus. I got 5 pieces of candy. I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter.
I got a rock.
Trick or treat!
Gee, I got a candy bar.
Boy, I got 3 cookies.
Hey, I got a package of gum.
I got a rock.
Trick or treat. I got a popcorn ball.
I got a fudge ball.
I got a pack of gum.
I got a rock.
By the way, whatever happened to the World War I flying ace?
Oh, he's probably getting ready to take off in a Sopwith Camel on the next dawn patrol. His mission is to find the Red Baron and shoot him down. Here's World War I flying ace climbing into the cockpit of his Sopwith Camel. Contact, he shouts.
Thank you.
World War I flying ace, imagining he's down behind enemy lines, making his way across the French countryside.
In the middle of the night.
You've missed trick or treat, and now you're going to miss the Halloween party.
What a way to spend Halloween.
You think you're so smart. Just wait until the great pumpkin comes.
He'll be here. You can bet on that.
Linus knows what he's talking about. Linus knows what he's doing.
All right, where is he?
He'll be here.
I hope so. I have my reputation to think of, you know.
And just think of all the fun we're missing.
Just look. Nothing but sincerity as far as the eye can see.
Charlie Brown, you'll have to model for us.
Me? You want me to model?
Sure, Charlie Brown. You'll be the perfect model.
Turn him around.
If we shape the eyes like this, and the nose like this, and the mouth like this.
Yes, that's the way.
Thank you, Charlie Brown. You were a perfect model.
To do it.
Yeah, Lucy, you should be good at this. You have the perfect mouth for it.
Blech! My lips touch dog lips! Blech! Ugh! Poison dog lips! Blech! Ugh!
pumpkin patch on Halloween night. I'd have said they were crazy.
Just think, Sally, when the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch, we'll be here to see him. What's that? I hear the great pumpkin.
There he is! It's the great pumpkin! He's rising up out of the pumpkin patch!
What happened? Did I faint? What did he leave us? Did he leave us any toys?
I was robbed! I spent the whole night waiting with the great pumpkin when I could have been out for tricks or treats! Halloween is over and I've missed it! You blockhead! You kept me up all night waiting for the great pumpkin! And all that came was a beagle! I didn't get a chance to go out for tricks or treats! And it was all your fault! Also! What a fool I was! I could have had candy, apples, and gum! And cookies and money and all sorts of things! But no! I had to listen to you! You blockhead! What a fool I was! Trick or treats come only once a year, and I miss it by sitting in a pumpkin patch with a blockhead. You owe me restitution!
You heard about Fury and a woman scorned, haven't you?
Yes, I guess I have.
Well, that's nothing compared to the fury of a woman who has been cheated out of tricks or treats. Hey, aren't you going to wait and greet the great pumpkin? Huh? It won't be long now. If the great pumpkin comes, I'll still put in a good word for you. Good grief. I said if. I meant when he comes. I'm doomed. One little slip like that can cause the great pumpkin to pass you by. Oh, great pumpkin, where are you?
Well, another Halloween has come and gone.
Yes, Charlie Brown.
I don't understand it. I went trick-or-treating and all I got was a bag full of rocks. I suppose you spend all night in the pumpkin patch. And the great pumpkin never showed up?
Nope.
Well, don't take it too hard, Linus. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, too.
Stupid! Stupid. Just wait till next year, Charlie Brown. You'll see. Next year at this same time, I'll find a pumpkin patch that is real sincere. And I'll sit in that pumpkin patch until the great pumpkin appears. He'll rise out of that pumpkin patch and he'll fly through the air with his bag of toys. The great pumpkin will appear and I'll be waiting for him. I'll be there. I'll be sitting there in that pumpkin patch and I'll see the great pumpkin.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. I know it brings back memories for me. I love that cartoon. I think it's a classic, and I'm glad that I was able to bring it to you guys. But we're not done yet. We've still got a few more great songs to spin. And this next one was inspired by a 1984 horror movie that actually was a horror movie when it first came out. But as the sequels progressed, Freddy Krueger became more of a one-liner, kind of like an Arnold Schwarzenegger type of deal. And I'll tell you, if I was going to get killed by any one of the massive slashers out there or mass murderers in the movies, it'd have to be Freddy Krueger, because I know I would die laughing. He would kill me in some ridiculous way, like turn me into a giant cockroach and say roaches check in, but they don't check out, and then squeeze me inside of a roach motel or turn me into a video game or something like that. But at any rate, this next song was inspired by A Nightmare on Elm Street, and it was done by a guy that you know from the movies, actually, from Will Smith. But before he was Will Smith, he was known as DJ Jazzy Jeff. And this song is called A Nightmare on My Street.
Been a nightmare on my street. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep. Jeff, Listen to me.
No,
don't
no.
go to sleep yet.
I'll come back tomorrow.
Stop. 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 Stop.
Well, that was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince and Nightmare on My Street. Hey, guys, we're not done. I got one more song for you, but I want to let you know to head over to trektalkin.com, and you'll be able to find all of our podcasts there. And there's a nice blog and all kinds of great stuff there. So head over to trektalkin.com now. And hope you guys had a great Halloween. I hope you've enjoyed spending this hour with yours truly, Uncle Jim. And that you had a great, great time listening to It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. And I'm going to wrap up the show with a song from the Rocky Horror Picture Show called Time Warp. And it's okay if you get up and dance. I understand. Have a great night. Stay safe, everybody. Be good to each other and live long and prosper. Here, let's do the Time Warp again.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
It's just a jump to the left. Put your hands on your hips.
With a bit of a mind flip.
You're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Your face out of sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Yeah.
you guys know how to Madison?
Let's see what's out there. Engage.